Hey, this is Justin with Define Audio Video Technology Rocks. Monday edition. Yes, it is tax day. So if you don't have your taxes prepared, you better do that or be prepared, no pun intended, to file an extension. Because that is a very real thing, and it is here. Today is the day to turn in all of the things that are taxes. So get out there and do that. So that's current events. Tony is off today doing his weekend, long weekend thing. Monday, let's see. So current events, May 24th, 25th, 26th, booth 1932. Tony will be at Comic Palooza. Doing his art thing, so you can go ahead and commission him to start on some art pieces or commission him during the show. He will be there doing airbrush tattoo, signing paintings, things like that, and then doing buttons, custom buttons where he can actually make buttons for you or custom buttons for you or print out buttons for you or all the things about buttons. So that will be fun too. So nothing much. I know we are in the process of working on an event with Shelly at Cellar 24 about movie audio trivia night. So what we do is we play a small movie track or about a 5-second clip of a movie track, and then everybody guesses it, and groups are in teams, and it gets rowdy, and it's a whole nine yards, and I'll be acting a fool on a microphone as usual. So that'll be fun. Working out a date for that. That's actually something that's kind of out of the spectrum that we do, but there's a lot of fun, useless movie knowledge in my brain that I will happily bestow on anybody that will listen at this point. So, and that's about it for local and current events. Going straight into movie news. So here's why we're just jumping in. We had one question from a listener about, okay, why is it that you guys are so obsessed with movie news and what's the story behind that? And that is an amazing question that I'll happily fill you in on. So Tony and I build cinemas. So we build shrines to said movie watching experience. So therefore, we probably like movies, which we both do. So that's why we talk about movie news, because typically people that are interested in technology are also interested in cinema and entertainment and all that fun stuff. So a lot of synergy between all of that and what we're doing. So movie news is always a thing. So CinemaCon just happened just a few days ago. So that's why we have just so much movie news. So it looks like Joker 2 is on the right track. It looks like Joker 2 is on the right track with sets a box office record for most viewed trailer, which is actually pretty interesting to me because, again, I'm kind of torn. My interest level on that particular Joker project is relatively low. I would say probably 2 out of 5 stars. I know Tony's more like an 8 out of 5 stars because Tony loved the first one. He and I differ. We don't really disagree on a lot of things. This one, I just wasn't into that movie. I mean, I saw it as a suspenseful thriller, but not necessarily that connected to Joker or the Joker character. And I think the biggest issue that I had with that particular first version of that movie had nothing to do with Joaquin Phoenix. I thought he did a really good job playing the part. It just had more to do with it just doesn't tie into the Joker lore, and I think that's what Tony's opinion or appeal to it was, is that it was a different take on it. And if you look at the artistic side of how Tony's brain works, then I could see that being a fun thing. But again, I just wasn't super interested in it, but it's interesting that the trailer is just breaking records as far as views and whatnot. So it looks like it's setting up to be a box office hit, as long as the movie presents the goods and does what it's supposed to do. Creed 4, actually, yes. So Rocky franchise Creed number 4 has entered pre-production. However, I will say this, Creed 4 is unlikely to feature our beloved Sylvester Stallone, which was attached to Creed 1 and then Creed 2. Did not make an appearance for Creed 3. There were some creative differences, and he just did not really like the direction. He doesn't have any bad things to say about it, but he just didn't agree with the direction that the Creed franchise was going into. The Creed, this was more of a revenge story. Creed 3 is more of a revenge story, and Rocky has always been a scrappy, against all odds story, and it brought a lot of anger to it, which kind of differentiated the Creed series to the Rocky series. So it looks like we're stuck with yet again another Creed movie without Sylvester Stallone. I think he's still there's a lot of soured milk that's going on with the feud with the original Rocky creator. You know, he's been trying to get the rights to that particular franchise, and he made a bad deal when he was younger, and when he first started Rocky, and then that's kind of coming out and showing itself once again. Furthermore, Creed 4 is actually going to move on without Jonathan Majors. So it also faces other challenges regarding upcoming sequels, potentials, and new protagonists or recurring villains. So most Rockies had that recurring villain. You know, you had Rocky 1 with Apollo, and then Rocky 2, he and Apollo fought again. And then Rocky 3, he and Apollo became friends. And then that was where Clubber Lang, and then so on and so forth. But it's looking like they're going to move on without Jonathan Majors. So not sure where they're going to go about. You know, he retired in the last movie, so you're going to have to create a situation where something is going to bring him out of retirement, or someone or something. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on. Creed 4, they're trying to bring Sylvester Stallone back into it, but it just seems it just depends on the story with him. That's what it always is. He's always about making good movies. Norman Reedus news. If you're not familiar with Norman Reedus played Daryl on The Walking Dead, and then he branched out with the Daryl Dixon series, which was a spinoff of Walking Dead. So he's actually going to be in an upcoming John Wick spinoff. So this is a big role for him, actually very much like his role in Boondock Saints. He's going to be one of those guys that's going to be the runner and gunner type of person in the movie. Also, in other Walking Dead news, the Daryl Dixon series did re-up for a season 2. So we're going to see more Norman Reedus. And we also mentioned a few podcasts ago that they actually are working on Boondock Saints 3. And that's already in production, probably for a 2025 release. So Keanu Reeves is probably not going to come back for John Wick, and it hasn't shown any interest in coming back. He thought the last John Wick movie pretty much put a bow around it, and then John Wick finally found peace in that particular movie, and he didn't see a reason for him to come out and re-up and do another movie. Again, it all depends on the money. It all depends on the story and how they're going to cross the bridge and approach it. So, Walking Dead season 2, or Daryl Dixon season 2, 100% greenlit and going to go. Speaking of greenlit projects that I'm excited about is the Highlander reboot. So, Henry Cavill is actually going to play the part of Duncan MacLeod. So, he will be filling the shoes of several people that have played that particular character, most known for Christopher Lambert and then Sean Connery, who played opposite Christopher Lambert as Duncan's trainer, predecessor, the person that kind of turned him, helped him be immortal and do all the things. So here's the thing I love about this. Even though Henry Cavill is a little big to play the part, just the wrong type of fit to play the part. But what I enjoy about Henry Cavill is that he is a nerd. So he is a gamer, he's a comic book nerd, and he is a movie nerd. And I think when you take somebody that has the talent of Henry Cavill and drop him into a role like Highlander, then really, really cool large things are going to happen. And I think he's going to do the role justice. And it, pretty much anything Henry Cavill does turns to gold, and he just does an absolute amazing job while playing it. But he promises it to be a successful franchise because of that. So they're actually going back to the comic book and then book lore of the movie to pay homage to such animals. So that's going to be neat. So I would say 1 out of 5, I would say 4.8 to a 5. I'm really excited for the preview, but we're probably going to have to wait a little bit to cross into that preview. Okay, so Deadpool Wolverine news. So apparently at CinemaCon, there was 9.5 minutes of the movie shown. And it's every bit of Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman going back and forth with crude and violent comedy, as one would expect from Deadpool. So it doesn't look like Disney has any effects, or that there's not a Disney effect that's going to tame this movie down in any way, shape, or form. Even in the released preview, he was already making comments about being with Disney and things like that in the preview itself. Not a lot of Hugh Jackman footage, which I'm actually glad of. I really don't want to see a lot of footage from this movie. I kind of want to go in there surprised. So the director has been asked, why is this going to be considered a Deadpool 3? And his answer is no. This is going to be a standalone movie with Deadpool and Wolverine. We're not going to try it to tie it into part 2 or 1, so you don't really need to have a whole lot of information about part 1 or 2 to make this a good time. They just want, he's carrying the load of two of the largest characters in Marvel franchise history, some of the most successful characters in Marvel franchise history, and then carrying the weight of the two actors, the original actors that played these characters in that history. And so he's taking that very seriously. He's not worried about trying to tie it into the storyline from the previous two movies. He really just wants to make a really good, fun movie. So director Sean Levy prioritized delivering a unique two-handed character adventure, more like a buddy-buddy cop movie type of thing, to contrast the previous Deadpool films, which has been more Ryan Reynolds quip, and rightly so. The guy's brilliant. Direct quote from Levy was, as far as crafting the Deadpool and Wolverine story, I just felt privileged every day because you're talking about two massive movie stars in their most iconic roles. It also gave me an opportunity. So I'm not really concerned about the third Deadpool movie or trying to tie it into Deadpool 3 or making it Deadpool 3. It's a completely different thing that's very much Deadpool and Wolverine, and that's what we want to focus on. So Ryan Reynolds has in the past come out and said, this will be my last run as Deadpool. So he eats it, sleeps it, breathes it. It's kind of like trying to replace Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. It's just, you can't get your head around it because the guy is that character. The guy is Tony Stark. So Ryan Reynolds kind of falls right into that same area as far as the Deadpool character is concerned. And he has stated about a year ago that this will be his last ride as Deadpool. Hugh Jackman has said that the Logan movie was actually going to be his last Wolverine movie up until apparently, according to the story, he was sitting in traffic one day and just said, man, this would be a cool idea. So he actually came out of the woodwork and called Ryan Reynolds and pitched Ryan Reynolds the movie, to so to speak. And of course, Ryan Reynolds has been begging Hugh Jackman to come back as Wolverine for years now. So it's one of those things where it's just going to be a really special event. I know there's going to be a lot of cameos from a lot of people that played Marvel characters through the years. There's been some talk as Channing Tatum coming back as Gambit. There's been talk as Jennifer Garner reprising her role as Elektra. So there's just a lot of cool maybe cameos that are coming up. Again, I don't want to see any trailer whatsoever. I already screwed up and watched the trailer, and then I got super excited about it, and that's just the way it is. So Paramount actually had some really nutball news on that, where Paramount announced that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So if you have been following the comic book series, there has been a comic book, or what they call a graphic novel, that was released called The Last Ronin. So The Last Ronin goes through, apparently the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are all in peril, and then three out of the four members, including Master Splinter, was actually killed in this comic book. And then the remaining turtle, I'm not going to tell you which one, but the remaining turtle steps up to the plate and avenges the death of his brothers and his alleged master. So that's going to be a huge movie. It's been said that it's going to be live action. It's going to be gritty. It's going to be rated R. The hardest part for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle franchise is that they haven't been able to make a graphic movie, and it's really hard to do that with katana sword, you know, when you're using swords and nunchucks and scythes and sharp pointy objects, and then you're fighting humans and they can't show blood because it has to stay within a certain rating. That's been the hardest struggle with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now, they did this back in the early 90s, late 80s, you know, with a live action film, and it was one of the top grossing films of that year, just because along with Batman, the same with the Batman movie that released, because it was just so well done. And then they started trying to create the sequel, which the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 was a rough go, and then the part 3 I don't think was nearly as popular because 2 was so bad. However, they did try to reboot this franchise in the 2000s using CGI. So the Ninja Turtles were CGI and computer, and it just wasn't as believable as you wanted it to be for Ninja Turtles. It was a lot more adult oriented with language and things like that, but the graphics were kept down to a minimum as far as blood, gut, and gore. So The Last Ronin is kind of like telling a biblical story, you know, with somebody being crucified, not showing blood and guts. You cannot show this movie without things dying and people dying in a very graphic way, which is very much so what the graphical novel of that particular comic book was. So very, very interesting information. It is still in what we call pre-pro or beta, so it's got a lot of long ways to go. There's no rumors about casting or anything like that, but it is very much so in production, very much so in the works, and I'm excited. I would say 10 out of 5 if I were to have to. I'm a Ninja Turtles fan. I've always have been. I grew up with them and have just absolutely loved that movie franchise in every way, shape, and form. So that's going to be some fun news. But yeah, so Paramount came out swinging with a lot of news. All right, Showtime. So if you're a Showtime streaming service user, the Showtime standalone streaming service is actually shutting down. So like other streaming services, this was not a successful move for Showtime, and they have decided that they're going to partner with Paramount Plus and just offer a Paramount Plus Showtime subscription that end users can set up for, because they just don't feel like it's worth going down the streaming pathway, and they'd rather have somebody else that is excited to head it up do it. So that's interesting news. We're seeing a lot of mergers here. You know, we're seeing a lot of people merge these services and do things. Still not a whole lot of new news since the last announcement that there is a roadblock for the Universal, what's supposed to be the Global Sports app, which was a partnership between ESPN, Fox, FS1, I don't know why Discovery's listed in that, but Discovery, CBS, and ABC, they were all trying to make one global sports app that people could broadcast to, and that has now been roadblocked by Fubo, Dish Network, and then DirecTV Stream have all stepped up to the plate to say, no, this is a monopoly, we don't want to do this, that because everybody's going to go to your thing instead of using our things for sports content. So sports seems to be the driving force behind what's going on with these streaming services, and it seems like that particular Universal service that was trying to get launched next year is now hit a major roadblock with these other cable service providers. So stay tuned, we'll keep you posted on that as it goes. In your hacked news today, remember that little Roku thing I was telling you about that was 15,000 hacks and now 28,000 hacks? Roku has now released information that number is up to 512,000 people in just a few days that we announced it. So over 500,000 accounts now have been hacked. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a warning. This is not me being paranoid or Chicken Little here. They have hacked your Roku account. You need to go, if you have a Roku TV, you really need to get into that thing and change your username, but change your passwords in all of your apps, because people are going to start using theft of service, or watch your credit card that's associated to Roku. If you're not using a Roku but have used a Roku and you have those apps logged in, unplug the darn thing or go in there and factory reset it and unplug it. We have watched it go up and over 500,000 users in just a few days. And we've been watching this, and it's probably going to be over 1 million probably mid next week. So if you have a Roku, go do something about that and change your passwords to all your apps, because your data very well could have been leaked. Doesn't matter if you have a service that protects that stuff or identity theft and things like that. This is a whole different theft of service, meaning somebody can go watch your apps that you're paying for, or even lock you out of your own apps because they have your username and password, and then change your password, and then you can't change it anymore because they can change the email associated with it. So it really does create a big mess that's a giant waste of your time if you don't jump in there and go do that. So over 500,000 people have now been hacked through Roku devices. So change your password. AT&T, that number hasn't really changed. They haven't really released any information other than what's going on. I did read a report about Apple devices. There are Apple spyware. There is a new Apple spyware update that's going on that's called lockdown, where you can put your device in lockdown mode if you think your Apple device has been hacked. This should have been course corrected with the latest 17 version update. That's why they're telling you to update your phone. Now, I know there's a lot of end users out there that choose not to update their phones because it screws up their CarPlay, or it screws up the apps, or the way it manipulates with apps. I am telling you to go update your phone, because Apple has said there is a spyware and they know about it. They're working diligently to protect you from it, but it's best to go in there and make sure it's on the latest update. LG TVs. All right. So we have now entered an area. Now, I don't know if you remember this from the Are You or Have You Been Hacked episode, where I said I wasn't sure if TVs were susceptible to getting hacked. Well, here it is. LG TVs, we have now reached a digital era where smart TVs as common household or as common as a household refrigerator. The recent discovery is that they're vulnerable, meaning there's no security lockdown on there. They have noted the LG Web OS platform, meaning if you're an LG TV owner and you're using the LG Smart TV services, guys, they've been hacked. Okay, so I hate to sound like a broken record here, but I'm going to sound like a broken record. So they're now working on a way to use digital security and two-form authentication. They haven't baked it yet. They're rapidly working on it because they're now noticing people are getting their account information stolen, their credit card information stolen, and mainly their username and passwords to their apps. So once again, the answer to my question, yes, TVs are susceptible to being hacked. And LG was one of the first ones that it happened to. The reason why LG TVs are cheaper, they're widely popular, and they're going to hit those people first before they start hitting the big guys like Sony and Samsung. But right now, if you're using a smart feature with an LG television, then you need to go in there, again, change your password. I know it's a pain in the butt to change your password, but you really need to do it. So, nothing new on AT&T. I think I talked about that. We're just going to kind of skip forward through that. Mr. Grain has rebuttals, so we're looking forward to Mr. Grain making an appearance on the home automation platform. The gauntlet was thrown down when I stated that our high-tech redneck friend is out there and making things work that don't necessarily work together and don't communicate together. Well, he figured out a way to make things work together. So we're preparing for a show for him. That's why I'm going to keep this particular show a little shorter, because we're probably going to release another show tomorrow later in the day with Mr. Grain, where we will talk about our home automation stuff and all the things. And he's more of a DIY guy. He actually is a home automation programmer. That's actually how he and I met, was on the grassroots of a automation platform called Bitwise. And Bitwise is an absolutely awesome system that was just way ahead of its time, and unfortunately has kind of gone the way of the dodo. Is just doesn't exist anymore because the company supporting it was bought out by a larger company, and the larger company had no idea what to do with it. We still don't know why they bought it to begin with, because they didn't do anything with it, and then now here we are. So Ian is a huge automation guy and knows how to program it, knows the ins and outs of it. We were 100% expecting a rebuttal from Ian because he's our rebuttal guy. And again, he will teach you how to build a rocket ship with Band-Aids and duct tape and tie wraps and MacGyver the thing. So if you're interested in that type of experience and want to learn how to do it yourself, that would be the show not to miss, because there's not a smarter human being. There's few people that are smarter and are well-versed in this particular subject matter than Mr. Grain. And we always love having him on there. He's a friend of the show, he's a friend of us, and actually he's more like family to us anyway. So Mr. Grain has rebuttals, so there will be a rebuttal episode on this Technology Rocks podcast. So it'll probably be an episode 20.5 or whatever. It'll be a half episode or a special guest episode. not a full episode that will, where we will get into the nitty gritty and brass tacks of the do-it-yourself home automation. I'm actually really, really excited about it because, again, it's one of those things. It's a hobby for him that he just absolutely loves to do. I'm more of a big automation platform guy, so meaning I like to use the Savants and the Control 4 and the RTIs and the Bitwises and things like that. And he likes to make things that aren't designed to work together, so this is why it's going to be a fun, spirited adventure and conversation about that particular topic. You know, there's been several instances in that home automation field where I like to make sure that things work together before I paint a pathway for clients to use it or make a recommendation. So Ian's cut from a little bit different of a cloth in regard to that. But, you know, there's the differentiation is that we have to install it, people pay us to install it, and we also have to support it. So there's a lot of things that go into that to where we just have to make sure whatever we're offering or whatever we're talking about as a recommendation is going to continue to be supported by the manufacturer, and that's going to keep the client happy forever and ever. Amen. So I like the bigger automation platforms that have been around for a long time. A lot of these DIY brands come and go, and then what happens is you end up making a giant investment and then it's not supported anymore, and then it doesn't work anymore, or it works but it works half the time because the things you're trying to control update and then now they don't talk to each other, so it can create a real mess. I mean, there was a technology not too long ago called Oro, O-R-R-O, that was a brilliant keypad technology that just kind of worked with lots of different things that tried to tie it in one bucket. A lot of folks made that investment and then they kind of lost their rear end on it when they stopped supporting it. So there's a lot of stuff that you just have to be careful with if you're a hobbyist or you're going to make an investment, because a lot of the stuff's not cheap. You just have to make sure if you're going to make that investment that you make the right investment and just be careful with the pathway you're going, and just do your research. Just do your market research with what you're doing and how you're doing it and all the things. So, lots and lots of stuff coming up on Wednesday's episode. I know, Tony's watching a couple of the things over the weekend, so he'll have some opinion on the new Velma series. I'm gonna be honest. I tried to watch the first 30 minutes of the first episode, and it's just not my thing. I just couldn't get into it. It's a little too odd for me to see a cartoon that way. So, and I'm a giant Scooby-Doo fan. So I'm gonna change mine on Velma 2 from, you know, on a scale of 1 to 4 or 1 to 5. I'm gonna say 1 or less. Just because it's just not my thing, not what I'm into. But anyway, so not a whole lot of technology information, not a whole lot of new stuff that's come out since we had our last cast. But we'll always keep you in the loop, keep you informed. I'm really excited about the home automation episode. Again, it's going to be a fun, spirited argument between he and I. Rightly so, because I'm well versed in certain platforms and he's well versed in other platforms. So it'll be good fun and good spirit. So, and informative. That's what makes technology rocks go around. So change your flipping passwords. Change your passwords. Have a good Monday, tax day, as best day as you can. Nobody likes Monday and nobody likes taxes. Have the best day you can. Again, I'm going to keep this one short because we're going to have a whole nother episode for you probably later in the day. Just wanted to say hi to you and happy Monday to you. And hopefully you're not sitting in traffic. And if you are sitting in traffic, then now you have something to do. 800 listeners. We broke 800 listeners today. So that's We were at 750 yesterday, so that means we are now over 800 today. That's absolutely mind-numbingly, mind-blowing news that we now have listeners all over the country, all over the world, and some things all the way from Finland to Germany to UK to Russia to just wherever. It just, there's lots and lots of folks that are coming in and chiming in and listening. We actually had our first non-fan that rode in, and that's okay. That's fine. That you know, we encourage that. But this person was not a fan of the show and just decided to waste enough time and report to type up a nice friendly message, and which wasn't so friendly, but it's okay. It's, you know what, we'll take it, because even bad press is good press, just because it means if we made him mad enough to write in. He was one of those in the home theater episode where he disagreed, and my reply to him was, I'll happily welcome you on the show. Let's have a discussion on the open mic and figure out what your point of view is. Maybe something was misunderstood. So who knows? It doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Again, we don't care if you like us or dislike us. Just listen to us. Yeah. So that's going to be your Monday cast, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm Justin.
Tony's not here.
And this is your Technology Rocks 20th 800 plus listener podcast for Monday. I'm going to keep it light on Monday. Saturday was just absolutely crazy. We barely got episode 19 done because it was nonstop walk-in traffic. So we may have to modify our schedule just a little bit. Please let us know how you feel about the new format, how the current events, the movie news, the have you been hacked section, and then new product release, and then our technology discussion. Let us know what you think about that. Should we dial down? Should we scale up? Do you want to hear more of one particular thing versus the other? We're happy to oblige, all that fun stuff. Just let us know. So make sure to follow us. It's the little button right next to the cast where it says follow. And anytime we release a new episode, you will get a message that we've released a new episode where you can read the description and do all the things. So excited, so happy to be here, so happy to have 800 plus listeners. Wish Tony was here because he's my partner in crime, but he's not. He's enjoying a well-deserved break at the end of the week. And we'll see you when we see you. I'm Justin, over and out. Have a great Monday.